This is Jay Sekulow. The Republican nomination for presidency is set, and it's Mitt Romney.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
You see, for most of our, human history, almost everybody was poor. Power and wealth only belonged to a few. Your rights were whatever your rulers allowed you to have. Your future was determined by your past. But America was founded on the principle that every person has God-given rights. We're special because we've never made the mistake of believing that we are so smart that we can rely solely on our leaders or on our government. Our national motto, In God We Trust, reminding us that faith in our Creator is the most important American value of them all.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. This president can tell us that the next 4 years he'll get it right. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office. As president, I'll protect the sanctity of life. I'll honor the institution of marriage. And I will guarantee America's first liberty, the freedom of religion. They pledged allegiance to the United States of America. That united America will uphold the constellation of rights that were endowed by our Creator and codified in our Constitution.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I want you in this conversation early, discussing the speech by Mitt Romney, the speech also that was given by Marco Rubio, your sense of how you view it, both as those of you that are Republican, Democrats, Independents. We want to have a discussion. Were you pleased with the theme, the message, or were you disappointed? Or do you think that, hey, the battle is now joined with the Democratic National Committee having their convention next week. So, again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than Bennett was at the convention. He, of course, heads up our Office of Government Affairs. He was in. He is now back in Washington, D.C. Than, give me your sense from being in the room, what you felt during these speeches.
Yeah, well, let me just say, first of all, Jay, I thought that Governor Romney's wife's speech, Ann Romney's speech, was a brilliant setup to the governor's speech last night. I thought, Jay, coming into last night, the question was whether or not the governor could connect with voters in an effective way. I mean, everyone knows he's a brilliant man. I thought he did that last night, Jay. I thought he did it better than I've ever seen him do it before. And yet in that was that five-point plan. A lot of people have been asking for specifics. I thought he got as specific as you can in a speech like this last night, Jay. I really thought he exceeded my expectations. I think he connected with undecided voters. I think he went a long way last night, Jay, to having a real good chance in November. I thought he did everything he needed to do.
I want to play soundbite number 15, and I want to follow that one up as well with when the president talks about the constellation of rights, that the Pledge of Allegiance. Actually, we're not going to have time for both. Let's play number 15.
As president, I'll protect the sanctity of life. I'll honor the institution of marriage. And I will guarantee America's first liberty, the freedom of religion.
And I sense that in that speech, as he touched so many issues that, again, for a lot of our audience that's listening, those are significant ones, the issue of religious freedom. And I'm going to quickly play number 25, talking about the constellation of rights and where those rights come from.
That united America will uphold the constellation of rights that were endowed by our Creator and codified in our Constitution.
Well, there you have it. Some of the statements we'll be playing more when we come back. We'll be taking your calls, and lots of them coming in, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to bring you coverage next week, of course, on the Democratic National Convention as well. Now, we are offering this week our Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely free. It is the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. You just call us at 1-877-989-2255, and I'm going to send that to you. Absolutely free. Everybody should have it, especially as we're electing a president. You need to know what the Constitution says. 1-877-989-2255 to get your copy. And this is the last day for our matching challenge, folks. And you all were very generous yesterday. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Go to ACLJ.org. Make that online contribution. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. And when you make your gift, we'll send you a copy of ACLJ's Foundations of Freedom, a vital resource that includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This is the last day of our matching challenge, and I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org and make an online gift to the American Center for Law and Justice. It's tax deductible. It will be matched. Any amount you give will be matched. We had a great response yesterday. You can also go to 1-877-989-2255. Get your Foundations of Freedom, and you can also make a pledge there as well. We encourage you to do that. Of course, Foundations of Freedom is absolutely free. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to go right to the phones. A lot of people want to get on the conversation early. Let's go right to it, then.
Yep, full bank of phone calls already, Jay. We're going to start with J.D. calling from Virginia on line 3. J.D., welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, J.D. Very important swing state, Virginia there. Go ahead.
Good morning. I guess my biggest thing about all of them is you can give me all the yep that you want, but when you get in office, do what you say you're going to do. That works for the government, so I see all the stuff that goes on.
Well, I think convention speeches, though, outline where the president's views are and how they view the situation. For instance, President Obama will make statements in his speech that will be representative of policies he wants to implement or has implemented. Governor Romney, as the Republican nominee, is making statements of what he will do if he were to be president. In fact, let me play two for you that show both a domestic side as well as an international one, number 17 and 18.
I will begin my presidency with a jobs tour. President Obama began his presidency with an apology tour. America, he said, had dictated to other nations. No, Mr. President, America has freed other nations from dictators. Every American is less secure today because he has failed to slow Iran's nuclear threat. In his first TV interview as president, he said we should talk to Iran. We're still talking, and Iran's centrifuges are still spinning.
So what you've got is the president outlining, J.D., in his statements where he wants the country to go, and Governor Romney did that. President Obama will do the same thing. And, Than, you've been involved in politics a long time. This is the table setting. This is where I want to take the country.
Absolutely. And I think Governor Romney got about as specific as he could in a speech like that. I do agree with J.D. that actions speak louder than words. But, Jay, that's actually exactly why I think this Romney-Ryan team is pretty formidable, because if you look at Governor Romney's business record, then you look at Congressman Ryan's record in government, they've got a pretty clear track record of action. I don't think you can claim them of empty, you know, hollow words. So I thought the specific plan was laid out last night, and I think if J.D. would look at the track record of both of these nominees, he's going to like what he sees.
Well, I agree. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Dan?
Next up is David calling from California on line 5. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
I'm a black male. I was a Democrat. Watched the speech last night. I've been on the fence. And that was a very hopeful speech, and also one with a great direction. So, and plus, he matched up with my Christian values.
So what was it last night? Because it's interesting, because I'm glad that Democrats are calling, and I want, you know, and even people that are not going to vote for Governor Romney, I want to hear what they had to say. But you said you're making the switch. What was it exactly, David, that resounded with you?
Family values, big time.
Yeah.
Stance on babies, stance on marriage, stance on all the, you know, him being a Mormon, yes, I understand, but being the Christian values, that's what really mattered to me.
So it was the values on the social issues that were a big concern to you?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, very good. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. 1-800-684-3110. Our phone lines are jamming up, folks, so keep calling. We want to get you on the air and be part of the conversation. So if you want to talk to me and Than, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Yeah, and there were certainly a lot of family values in that speech last night. I mean, it was set up, Jay, by Marco Rubio talking about faith in our Creator and family being the most important institution and how the Almighty God is the source of all we have. But, Jay, in answer to that last caller, I really thought the key moment was when Governor Romney said, listen, the president can claim lots of things, but he certainly can't claim you're better off than you were 4 years ago, and that is going to really factor into this election. Next up is Karen calling from New York on line 6. Karen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, Jay. Listen, first I want to give before I give my comment, just a quick note of encouragement to you. I heard your testimony that you gave about how you began in your first battle before Congress. I was so amazed, and I think it is so incredible.
Well, I appreciate that.
We have you in there fighting for us.
We would be dead
without it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, my comment.
Yep.
I am a registered independent because I truly vote my heart and my conscience every presidential election. And I have to say, I didn't listen to the speech last night, although I am a history buff, and I got to say something. I heard the segments that you played over the radio this morning, and my heart started singing, because I never thought I'd hear that speech in my lifetime. And I just putting the reins in God's hand, in Jesus' hand, and I am believing for revival.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me play for you. This is not Governor Romney. This is Marco Rubio, who did the introduction of Governor Romney, number 4 and number 5. Take a listen.
We're special because we've never made the mistake of believing that we are so smart that we can rely solely on our leaders or on our government. Our national motto, In God We Trust, reminding us that faith in our Creator is the most important American value of them all. We're united not as a common race or a common ethnicity. We're bound together by common values. That family is the most important institution in society. And that Almighty God is the source of all we have.
Dan, how is that perceived?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. And here's what I like, Jay. Marco Rubio set up the hope for the future, the inspiration, sort of spoke in visionary terms. Then you had the nominee, the fix-it man, so to speak, come up and say, listen, you know, Senator Rubio told us we need to believe in the future. I know how to get it done. I've done it, and here's how I'm going to do it. So the two of them together, Jay, I thought were fantastic. I loved how they were back-to-back like that.
Yeah, interesting comments also. Let's keep getting phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Let's go to line 2. Kristen is calling from Vermont. Kristen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Sure.
I had to just say, after listening to Governor Romney's speech, he's not the orator that Obama is, but it's a matter of the grown-ups coming back to the White House, kicking the teenagers out, taking our credit cards back. The party's over, Woodstock needs to end, and the grown-ups need to come back and pay the bills so they don't turn off the lights.
Yeah, let me play number 13. This is Governor Romney talking about what's happened to every president since the Great Depression.
Every president since the Great Depression who came before the American people asking for a second term could look back at the last 4 years and say with satisfaction, you're better off than you were 4 years ago, except Jimmy Carter, and except this president. This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. This president can tell us that the next 4 years he'll get it right. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Well, there you have it. And I'm sure the Obama team's going to have their counter to this, Than. We know that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to get their chance next week, Jay. But listen, I thought that was a polite way to very clearly point out the president's record. He said, you know, we voted with our heart 4 years ago. We've got to vote with our head now. We're in trouble. And, Jay, the other thing on this point that I thought was nice, I thought it was nice that they had real people up there talking about Mitt as a person. I mean, you know, it wasn't polished. It wasn't necessarily as pretty as you would expect. But I thought it really personalized Governor Romney, and I thought that was an important thing as well.
Well, I think that's right, and I will tell you, when I look at the situation as it exists on the international front, I was very pleased with what Governor Romney had to say about Israel. I was pleased with other comments as well, but listen to number 19.
President Obama has thrown allies like Israel under the bus, even as he has relaxed sanctions on Castro's Cuba. He abandoned our friends in Poland by walking away from our missile defense commitments. But he's eager to give Russia's President Putin the flexibility he desires after the election. Under my administration, our friends will see more loyalty, and Mr. Putin will see a little less flexibility and more backbone.
I do think that's going to be a theme, by the way. You're going to see that ad run when the President Obama leaned over to the then President of Russia, Medvedev, saying, I'll have more flexibility after the election, and the president said, I will tell this to Vladimir. That's something I don't think any of us will ever forget. And his mic was on, not intentionally, I'm sure, but that will be a big play point in there, and the Israel issue is significant. All right, let's try to grab one call really quickly, then we'll get more coming back from the break.
All right, let's go to Roosevelt calling from New Jersey on line three. Roosevelt, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm an African-American. I'm a truck driver. I listen to you guys' show every day. I love what
I appreciate that. Thanks.
I was listening to Nick Romney's speech last night. He's the first candidate, I have to say, that has said everything perfectly. What needs to be done, from family values to religion to dealing with war and terrorists. Nobody else I've ever seen say this stuff. This stuff needs to be dealt with, and dealt with now.
Yeah, I think, Roosevelt, one of the most important lines of President Romney is number 15.
As president, I'll protect the sanctity of life. I'll honor the institution of marriage, and I will guarantee America's first liberty, the freedom of religion.
Yeah, I thought it was a great line. By the way, that's presidential nominee, Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. So obviously he's not president yet. He's got weeks to go, and President Obama has his turn next week in their campaign. Hey, folks, when we come back, more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We will be giving you coverage of the Democratic National Convention as well. Again, last day for you to help us out, folks. We're in the last day of our matching challenge. We're close to making our goal. You can help us go over the top. Just go to ACLJ.org. Make that online contribution. It's tax deductible. We'll get a matching grant. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. a gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. And when you make your gift, we'll send you a copy of ACLJ's Foundations of Freedom, a vital resource that includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. We're going right back to our phones. Who do we have next, Dan?
Yeah, we're going to Lewis calling from New York City on line 6. Lewis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Lewis Gonzalez. I'm from the Bronx, New York City.
Yes, sir.
I love the speech that Romney made. It was fantastic. I mean, everything that a Christian can hope for, from the sanctity of life to marriage, between a man and a woman. And, of course, what his stand in Israel was fantastic. I am a Democrat, or I was a Democrat. I am now voting on the Republican ticket, and I am here to stay as a Republican, as long as we got something like Romney and Ryan.
Let me play the number 15. This is the president's statement. He really summed it up in a sentence where he stands on the view of the Constitution and these issues. Take a listen.
As president, I'll protect the sanctity of life. I'll honor the institution of marriage, and I will guarantee America's first liberty, the freedom of religion.
Well, you couldn't be any clearer than that. You know, the fact of the matter is that these were the significant statements. And again, look, this is the Republicans' week. Next week is going to be the Democrats' week. Everybody's going to get a little bump, and then it's off to the races for the next 8 weeks. All right, back to the phones we go at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Next up is Sandy calling from California on line 1. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, thank you, and God bless you guys for all you do. I've listened to your program for at least 10 years.
Thank you.
Yes. I just want to say Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are the dynamic duo who are going to give America back to the people. And I would recommend, if I could, the movie 2016 for everyone to see, because it is a documentary that is done very well. But it shows at the end exactly where Obama wants to take our country. So before you vote, please check that out so you have good information.
No, I appreciate that. And, again, everybody, go to – I'm not telling you who to vote for. You go to movies, don't go to movies. But a lot of people are talking about that movie. Dinesh D'Souza is in that. He's, of course, a good friend of ours. Fan, I want to play some of the closing statements here right towards the end of Governor Romney's speech. Let's go start with number 24. It's about 30 seconds here, but I want everybody to hear it. And then we're going to make quick comments. And we're going to work right through these.
They pledged allegiance to the United States of America. That America, that united America, can unleash an economy that will put Americans back to work, that will once again lead the world with innovation and productivity, and that will restore every father and mother's confidence that their children's future is brighter even than the past. That America, that united America, will preserve a military that's so strong no nation would ever dare to test it.
Than in that one, the president hits on the theme of uniting the country, hits on the theme, Governor Romney hits on the theme of the economy, the economic issues, the confidence that we need for our future, because there is concern about that. And then Governor Romney talks about the military. I think in that one 28 seconds, he summed up a lot of feelings, certainly within the Republican Party.
Yeah, and he did it in a very simple way, Jay. He said, listen, our problems might seem big, but they're really fairly simple, and they're problems that I've dealt with before, so they're problems that we can overcome. And I loved it also. This is Byte 16, Jay. Maybe we should play this as well, because he said, listen, the president spoke to us in all these grand terms. My promise to you is simple. This is Byte 16. Take a listen.
President Obama promised to begin to slow the rise of the oceans and to heal the planet. My promise is to help you and your family.
And following up on that one, which is certainly two different worldviews here, let's go to number, let's play 25 and 26.
That united America will uphold the constellation of rights that were endowed by our Creator and codified in our Constitution. That united America will care for the poor and the sick, will honor and respect the elderly, and will give a helping hand to those in need. That America is the best within each of us. That America we want for our children. If I'm elected president of these United States, I will work with all my energy and soul to restore that America, to lift our eyes to a better future. That future is our destiny.
Well, there you have it. I mean, I keep that kind of, to me, Than, that summed up the message that Governor Romney and the where he wants to take the country. That's his view of that the better days are ahead.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Jay. And, you know, I really got the feeling last night that he really rose to the occasion. You know, all conventions, their goal is this, that you want to build up to this final acceptance speech. You know, you had Marco Rubio talking about religious freedom. Condoleezza Rice laid out the foreign policy goals. You know, Paul Ryan talked about the fiscal issues. And then it was clear when Governor Romney took the stage that he agreed with that message, but it was also clear that he was in charge, that he was the man that was going to implement the agenda they've been talking about for 3 days. I really thought he did what he had to do last night.
All right, very good, folks. Let's do this. Let's grab a couple more phone calls here. Who do we have next, Dan?
All right, next up is Frida calling from New York on line 6. Frida, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Frida.
Yeah, hi. I was a Democrat, but no longer. Not with that speech that I heard. I'm a Christian, and I have to go for family values, and this is my value. So
the family value, the issue of about that the president talked about religious freedom, the life of the unborn, the marriage issue, those were the issues that resonated with you.
Yes, and that was, you know, I'm definitely Republican all the way, and I'm going to let my children also vote Republican.
Well, you can't tell your children how to vote. Let your children come to their own conclusion, but thanks for calling in. Hey, Than, let's try to do a rapid round here. Let's try to get as many of these calls. Folks, keep it tight. We want to get your comments because we want to hear what you're thinking, but we got to keep it tight to get through them.
All right, let's go to Irene calling from New York on line 2. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Hi. I don't understand that Mitt Romney's not a good orator. Are you kidding me? He's brilliant. Plus, he's so great looking, and he looked just like a president last night.
Yeah, well, you know, people say president from Central Casting, and Barack Obama comes off very presidential too. Everybody needs to be honest. Aaron is a great orator. You don't vote on oratory skills, but let's face it, it does have an impact because that's how the country's representatives are presented. Let's go to the next one.
Next up is James from Maryland on line 3. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My big concern is jobs, and presidential nominee Mitt Romney made a statement, 12 million jobs to promise American people. Then he outlined the steps he's going to take to make it happen, and he's got a track record to make it happen. So that's what I'm excited about.
So it was the jobs issue that was the one most significant for you. Number 17, let's play it.
I will begin my presidency with a jobs tour. President Obama began his presidency with an apology tour.
So, I mean, the jobs emphasis, obviously, and the president's going to come back with his statement. Let's try to grab really quick here, folks, because then I want to play the end of Governor Romney's speech here.
All right, Dwight calling from Wyoming on line 4.
Dwight,
welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Dwight, quick.
Hi, I'm a pastor from Wyoming who supports Obama, and the reason I support Obama is actually the Iran clip that he played. You can't promise $2 trillion in new military spending. Almost certain.
So the war, the concern on the military actions, what's keeping you voting for President Obama?
It's what's preventing me from voting for Romney.
Okay. I get it. Okay. Look, free country, have your opinion. Hey, folks, let me play this one. This is the last statement that I'm going to be able to play, and then I'm going to wrap it up, number 27.
Our children deserve it. Our nation depends on it. The peace and freedom of the world require it. And with your help, we will deliver it. Let us begin that future for America tonight. Thank you so very much. May God bless you. May God bless the American people. And may God bless the United States of America.
Well, there you have it. That's how Governor Romney concluded his speech, accepting the biggest speech of his life, accepting the Republican nomination for President of the United States. Folks, that's going to do it for us. And this is the last time that you could participate in our matching challenge campaign. Go to aclj.org. We really appreciate those online donations. They're matched. Or you can call us at 877-989-2255 and get Foundations of Freedom. But go to aclj.org. Support the work of the ACLJ online. We'll talk to you Monday.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.